one body in Christ, and we all believe in the same God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God has raised from the dead, and we are spirit-filled, and there's no division amongst us, praise God, because we walk by the Spirit. We're not led by our five senses, but we walk by the Spirit of the living God, and we are naturally supernatural, you know, and God would have us think differently, and God would have us speak differently. Our words are powerful, our words are life, and they give life, and they give light, and they bring direction. And, you know, as this is a leaders meeting, so a leaders meeting is for those that really desire to move for God, to really want to move. Now, our circumstances are all different, and we may think that we're not able to move, but God is able. And so when we put our confidence, trust, and expectation on Him, then He can really go to work. And God says, you know, like to Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We're to be strong in God's grace, not strong in our effort, our wisdom, our knowledge, whatever abilities we have, but only the ability of God. We're to be strong in God. And the way that we do that is to cease from our own works and to be led by the Spirit of God. So when our hearts are submitted unto God and is open to Him, then He can feed us what we need. Now, when we're hungry, God can feed us. God will feed you at the level of your hunger. And if we got so many things distracting us, we think so many things are more important than what we're doing and living for God, then we won't receive. But God says, now you come to Me and you submit unto Me. You give Me your whole heart. I want your whole heart. I want your whole focus. And I am with you. And I'm going to lead you. And I've got pastures greens for you, that you can enjoy My food and My direction, and you can see My power manifested in your life. Because it's God that does everything. It's as we submit to Him and He gives us what to do, when we follow that prompting and encouragement from God, and we may think it's just us thinking it at times, but it's actually God speaking. When you do those things that come to your heart, and you know that God is prompting you, but sometimes our five senses can come in and think, well, is that me? Is that God? Just do what comes to your heart. And as you follow out on that, then there's great reward. Is when we do what God shows us, it's like a little seed being planted, and a great big tree blossoms from that. And again, I refer back to how God worked in Kathy's heart the other day to bless my grandson, Vinny. And it was a little seed, a tiny seed, and an act of obedience with a humble heart, not thinking of herself, when she could have used what she received as a blessing to take care of some of her needs. God really showed her what to do. So when she done that, when she done what God showed us to do, it reaped a great harvest, a great tree, very quickly, supernaturally. Remember I said, when I began to share, that we are naturally supernatural. We are not on this world's timing. God's timing is supernatural. God is not subject to matter, laws, or time, right? Only what He's put into place. And God won't break them. Okay, so He's not subject to timing. So He can bring forth a manifestation of what He wants us to see very easily and very speedily and very quickly. So from that act of giving from Kathy, not only did it bless my daughter, but it met the need for my grandson, and it blessed me and built my faith to see that God not only is working in me and Kim, but my whole family, and He cares about all of my family like He cares about all of your family. And God has a plan and purpose for all of your families. We may not see it from the spiritual sight, from the physical sight, but from the spiritual sight, anything's possible with God. God can change things around whenever He decides and wherever we respond to Him and do what He shows us to do. So it's imperative as leaders, as well as being believers, to do what God is showing us, because it's going to be very productive. And we are going to be very fruitful. To be fruitful means to be productive. And so if I'm not being fruitful, it means I'm not being productive. To be productive, we need to go to God. We need to set our focus upon Him. We need to look to Him in every situation. We need to cast all those cares upon Him. We need to present our desires before Him. We need to say what God says about us, not what anybody else says about us. We got to not be conscious of what other people are thinking, of how we share, or how we move, or how we act, or how we minister. But we do what God shows us to do. How I minister might be completely different to how you minister when we come to ministering to people or speaking. But it's the same God that's energizing that in each of us because we're submitted to Him. So God would have us think differently, not thinking according to the world, but thinking to the great precious promises of what He's given us and beyond that. And He wants us to speak differently. So we say what we want, like Marie said. We say what we want, not what we see. We speak what is going to be. We speak what is going to be. And we have dominion. To have dominion means to have rule. And we have the authority to enforce that rule, that dominion. Okay, so we just got to realize who we really are. So, you know, it says in Romans 5 that we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And the way you're going to do that is by being led by God, is by doing what Jesus Christ done. Is He went to God. His orientation was always to the Heavenly Father. He didn't worry about people's opinions, about people's rejection, about what people said, but His business was to do the Father's business. So when we set our minds to that orientation, then God can really give to us. And He wants us to exert that authority in the situations that it needs to be exerted in. So when Marie come to me for ministering, it wasn't by my power or by my cleverness, but I know that I got the Spirit of the living God in me, and I know I need to speak forth what God energizes. And I also have the 100% confidence that what I speak will be enforced. That God's going to enforce that. It's got that, whatever it is in the way, has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. It has to get out of the way. Because I have dominion over it. I have rule over it. And so do you. This is the authority you've been given. And we're to be strong in that grace. To be strong in the grace is to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not our might, not our ability. That we're to really just walk with Him and to be strong and of a good courage when situations seem unfavorable to us. So God really wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be focused. He wants you to be humble. He wants you to be hungry for Him. We got to be hungry for the things of God. We got to be hungry to see the laborers come. We got to pray with desire for those laborers. We got to pray with desires to see the supernatural come into the physical and the spiritual to be evident, so people can see the tangible proof of God in Christ in us in operation. When people start to see the signs, when people start to see the miracles, which are taking place and are going to happen future tense, then many will come to Jesus Christ, because this is the gospel. This is the power of God unto wholeness, unto salvation. So we need to just keep with God. We need to just keep our hearts humble, and we need to keep focused with Him. And remembering, we got to be fully persuaded. You know, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which He's committed to me against that day. God is going to keep me in His stead as I stay with Him. God is going to keep me victorious and moving. Sometimes when we look at the senses thing, it looks like the situations in us will not move out the way. And we don't want to go through the mountains, we want to go over it. You don't want to go through something, you want to go over it. You know? And as we go over it, we are being more than conquerors. And we don't allow the situation to dictate the outcome. Oh, it's just impossible. There's just no way. The government says no. The doctor says no. My bank manager says no. My boss says no. My God says yes and amen. And when I take those things to God, then he can really bring that deliverance that we need. So my vision is for God's word to move all over UK, all over Europe, and wherever God opens the doors for us to minister and for us to encourage. What is your vision? What is your desire? God doesn't just want us to go day by day, just to exist day by day, just to let time, you know, escape us day by day. But he wants us to be fruitful, productive. If you want to be fruitful, productive, then you go to God and ask him for his before ordained works. Father, I thank you for your before ordained works. I thank you that I'm activated to move and be led by you. So, you know, God has laid everything on. In the garden, God laid everything on. Every provision was supplied. They just had to be fruitful. They had to be productive. And they'd done that with God, not in their strength. And today, it's like Jason, he has a window cleaning round. So he can be very productive if he wants to be. But it's up to him if he wants to put the work in. But we can do the same with God. If we put our time in with God, and we rest in him, and we expect from him, then he can really open up the doors. So people know this who own businesses or work for themselves or in some type of business. The more productive they are, the more they earn. You know, when we're productive with God, then we're going to see more fruit. We're going to see great outreach. We're going to see people raised from the dead. We're going to see people of all different manner of diseases healed. You know, no weapon that is fashioned against you is going to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you're going to condemn. So if someone does have the vaccine, which I'm not in favor of myself personally, but if someone does, doesn't mean say they've taken the mark. And it doesn't mean to say they have to die. We can minister. We got the power of God. So no matter what this world throws at us, we are super conquerors. We're victorious. We don't want to get caught up in the world's narrative of what the world's saying. But what does God say about all these things? And where is our heart? Is God really first in our life? Are we really putting him first? Because when we make a decision to keep him first, then the doors open up for us. Then he makes the way where there seems no way. Then we see those way in the wilderness and that river running in our desert. And God is faithful to supply to you. So we just go to God with all our heart. We put our desire before him. We ask him for his vision so that we can see through his eyes. We have access to the mind of God. Okay, we got direct access to God, and we got access by this grace wherein we stand to God. We can go to God for help to find grace and mercy in times of need. And God is faithful. Let me tell you, God is faithful. We may screw up at times. We may miss the mark at times. But as we stay with God, we see he's so loving. He's so faithful. He's a kind God. He's a gentle God. He wants to show you great things that you haven't seen yet. And like I said Thursday, there's things that you haven't seen yet that you're going to see. That what God can do is going to blow your cookie. And that's what he's going to do. And your faith will be unshakable. See, as we stay with God and move in those signs, miracles and wonders and seeing God move, our faith becomes unshakable. So we know no matter what's going on from the force of this world, we have dominion in it, over it. Because we're complete in Christ. Satan has no dominion over you. He has no authority. He has no jurisdiction. Nor does sickness, nor does lack, nor does poverty, nor does lack of friends, lack of companions, lack of fellowship. That has no place in our life. But when we go to God and surrender all to him from our heart, then he's able to bring us into pastures green, where there's that great fellowship, where there's that continual peace, where there's that supply and the words from God. And so, again, to be fruitful and to be productive, you need seed. You need something to work with. And God has given us what to work with, and that's his words coming from our mouth. That's his vision as we take hold of it into our heart and make it our vision and desire. And he gives us the seed to sow, which is his words, which is when it's spoken forth and energized by God, we are anointing God's fields with oil, which will cause the people to grow, because the people are being fed what God wants them to hear, not man's tradition, not man's religion, not man's knowledge, but the wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of God. And God is the one that's enlightening our eyes in the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We are powerful people. We are naturally supernatural. And we got the Spirit of the living God dwelling in us. And where that Spirit is, there's freedom, spiritually and physically. Because we can take that dominion, and we've got the authority to enforce it. So God wants you to be very productive. And to the level of your focus will you be productive. To the level of your hunger will you be fed. So this is the things that God's been working in my heart. And I really encourage you. You know, when we set things in order, like Paul says to Titus, set things in order and ordain elders in every city, right? You know, Paul was given wonderful instruction and wisdom from God for Titus to set things in order. And so when we set things in order in our heart and mind, that we are the sons of God, I believe that with all my heart. I believe that the Spirit of the living God is working in me mightily. I believe that God has given me these words to speak to you. I believe that those that are receiving these words will become productive and will become fruitful and will walk in signs, miracles and wonders and will be fruitful and see many people come from darkness to light. Because God wants this for every one of us. None of us are different from anyone else. It all depends where your hunger is, where your desire is, where your focus is. And God is saying today, now it's time. Now it's time for you to come to me and fully commit your heart to me. Start to depend upon me like you never depended upon me. And let me show you just how good I am. Let me show you my might, my power, my provision, my love, my right hand, the right hand of my righteousness, which upholds you. So this is what God's saying. Get rid of your own things. You know, don't focus on your old habits or your old negatives any longer. Don't even focus on them. Just decide to walk with God, and you'll find as you begin to walk, all those things that have been holding you back will just fall off like a leaf from the tree in the time of its season. So God is with you guys. I love you. I was inspired to share from what Fred and Marie shared. I was going to go last today, but that didn't work out because I'm doing what God's saying. So with that, I will now shut up and God bless you and receive this encouragement. It'll change your life.